This is the 99.1 PLR Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast, an unedited, unfiltered look back at this week in shows.
Right on.
Hey, welcome to the Week in Review podcast Facebook live thingy. I'm Chaz, that's AJ.
Hey, yo.
Pam's over there.
Hi.
Phil's over there.
What's up?
So, vacation plans. This is going to be a short one. So, if you have something you want to ask or add, Phil's watching, and we're going on vacation. So, this is going to be like this big.
Picture yourself winding out of the building
right.
when you're going on vacation.
Picture yourself on vacation.
You don't want
day.
That one guy bothering you.
Well, you know what happens if we stay? Someone's going to say, oh, before you go,
like, by
can
the
you do
way,
this?
Always. Right.
Or can I see you for a second?
Hey, I'm glad I caught you.
Oh, right. Thank God.
One quick thing before you get out.
I got you. Right. Yeah.
I love when Ginger, who, by the way, I love.
We love Ginger.
She does a great job. Very effective salesperson. Mm-hmm. Big fan of the show and the station. But she'll say something like, this crept up on me.
Like underwear. Like,
you mean it's been sitting in your inbox
right.
for like a month, and now you just realize it's happening tomorrow.
Maybe it's like your underwear.
Uh-huh.
What?
Yeah. But you know what's funny? I would, God rest him, soul, Sam T.
Sam! Mm-hmm.
I would be walking, and Sam, what's that? Yeah. Anyway, whatever. Yeah. What are your plans?
I want to hear a story.
No, go ahead.
Okay. My plans, we'll see. I got to help my sister get a brand new vehicle. So I've been deemed the, you know, go find a car for your sister.
Yeah, you're going to Park City Ford?
Right, going to Park City Ford, going to check them out.
Yeah.
She's specific where
they
she
run
wants.
A lot of commercials.
They do. They really do.
So and what's his name is over here from wherever.
Yes.
Who are you?
Alex from Stratford.
You're Alex from Stratford.
Yes, Alex
from Stratford.
Very nice.
That's your new name.
I just bought my first car.
I'm finally buying my first car.
Yeah.
We used to call him Marcy. Now he's Alex from Stratford.
Yes. Well, it worked on a little Spanish lady over in Long Island, so she's sending me over there to find my sister a car, and then they're going to come
thank
over
you,
here.
Thank you, Alex from Stratford.
So thank you, Alex from Stratford. Thank you, Park City, hopefully.
And then Dawn's Megan from Trumbull.
Right, exactly. Right.
Hi,
right.
I'm Megan from Trumbull. Yeah. I love my SUV. I'm happy to be part of the SUV family.
Is that what she says?
Something about
like
an SUV and family.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
happy.
Like she really like overextended. Yeah. But so there's
she
that.
Dawn overacts?
A little bit.
So does Christian.
So there's that. There's that, and then I got the Prospect Car Show on Sunday.
Right.
That's a big car
Sock
show.
Hop.
And then at some point, Dave Riley and I are going to go check out the new MGM Springfield.
No.
Yeah. So.
You going to gamble?
Yeah.
AJ's a new gambler now.
Yeah.
So he won. How did you do this? You bet $20?
I put $20 in the machine. I won $40. I kept the $40 I did the $20 I originally put in there, played with the house $20 that I won. And
yeah. No, you didn't keep the $40. So.
Right.
You bet 20, you won 40, you took your 20 back,
right.
You played with the 20 you won.
Right, and won 220.
Jesus.
Put that in my pocket and got the F out of there.
Now, you know what's going to happen. I can't wait to talk to you when we get back.
Right.
Because you're going to lose all that and then some.
No, I'm going to put in 20. I'm going to let Dave.
I'm
going
right.
to put in 20.
That's it. Same method. So if you put in 20 and you lose it all in 5 minutes, you walk around?
Yeah, just walk around.
That's it. You're done.
Yeah, no. 20 is the budget.
Boring.
That's it.
All right. Let's get Dave on.
An expert can make that 20 last an entire weekend.
Really? An expert
that's,
could do
that's
that.
That's what Mark Oresco
I'm
does.
Brand new.
He's because if you sit down at the machines, like they have like the little tabletop machines, you get free drinks on the casino.
Yeah, you
they
do.
Come around and they give you the free
you
drinks.
Do. I had two free
yeah,
beers.
They're not very fast with that. But
no, they're not. But that's why you sit there and you take your time. You just sit there, you know,
yeah.
you chat with the person next to you.
I had two free beers, yep.
You can make that $20 stretch for an entire weekend.
I had two shock tops, thank you.
Ah.
Yes.
All right, let's get Dave on the phone the Tuesday we return to give us a full report of how AJ did.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Well, that sounds like a fun weekend, but you're doing something serious, too.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, we're also going to finally spread my dad's ashes.
Oh.
And where?
There's a nice park overlooking the Brooklyn Bridge.
Nice.
So over there, something's going to go in my backyard because my dad used to love coming over. And I don't know what the legality is. We'd like to throw some, you know, spread some off of the Bridgeport to Port Jeff Ferry going from Port Jeff to Connecticut. My dad's
don't ask. Just do it.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that one may not happen, but we're definitely
trust
going to
me. The stuff that people's thrown in that water.
Yeah.
Bodies.
And there's also some farm my dad used to go to as a kid in New Jersey. We got to still track that part down. So most of the ashes will be gotten rid of. some are going to go to the Jersey thing, but yeah. we don't know exactly where this place is.
You'd be surprised how much ash
probably
is.
A condo like, now. They're freaking heavy.
Yeah, it's
they're heavy.
I was surprised by that.
You would think ash is like, okay, lies. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
All right. Well, it sounds like a fun and meaningful vacation.
Yeah. I want to do that part early in the week so I can like get drunk and cry before I get here.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Pam?
I'm going on a dream trip to...
Dream trip. That's a dream gliss sound. It sounds more like a police car or a UFO.
I was thinking Hendrix.
Just do the Wayne's World.
That's what I meant. That's the sound effect. I forgot how it went. So I'm going to Machu Picchu.
Gesundheit. Where are you going?
I'm going to Peru. I'm going to go hike Machu Picchu.
Really?
Yes.
Going to Peru.
You can do the robot.
That's me hiking.
You can do
the
robot.
It looks like marching.
Hiking. It's going to be more like this.
You're going to end up being captured by some Amazon tribe.
I hope so. That'd be awesome. They'll make me their queen.
No, they're going to make you dinner.
How long have you been dreaming about this?
I've always wanted to do it since I saw pictures. I want to say maybe like 5 years ago, I saw one of my friends went there, posted a picture, and I was like, oh man, I got to go there. And I've just haven't been doing it because I didn't like to take vacations when I had a dog because I hated leaving her.
Yeah.
So this is the anniversary of her getting diagnosed. So I'm like, I'm going to do this, you know?
Oh, cool. Are you hiking with someone?
I'm going by myself, but I'm meeting with a tour group there. So I don't know the people, but I'm going to meet a bunch of people.
That's
there.
Fun.
Yeah.
Is this how Romancing the Stone started?
Is it?
Yeah, she was going to some place there because she was going to her sister got kidnapped. So she ended up meeting Michael Douglas. She's on the bus, and the bus something happened where the bus goes off the road, and then the guy, I guess one of the kidnappers, tries to get he thinks that she has the stone that they're all after, and Michael Douglas rescues her, and it turns into this whole S show. Them going through the jungle and being pursued by these people.
Wow. Good luck, Pam.
Thank you. Well, I don't have any stones in
If you're on a bus and you see Michael Douglas, get off the bus.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Well, first of all, he's older than you.
I had to look that one up. I'm like, oh, is this going to be like 1979? 84.
Yeah.
Wow. It's a little more recent for AJ.
Yeah. Yeah. Michael Douglas was a thing in the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Anything coming in on Facebook?
Kyle from Long Island thought that AJ was going to spend all of his winnings on foot stuff.
Oh. Flip-flops.
Flops, yeah.
No, I didn't buy any this year.
AJ's very edgy, all right? So yesterday took a beating on the air over the weather, and then today took a beating. So, like, he doesn't see that funny at all.
No.
Normally, he'd laugh it off. Mm-hmm. Not going to happen now, Kyle. Thank you, Kyle.
Think of C4, okay, and a detonator.
And it's packed.
Right.
Right.
And then there's the detonator. There's the little plunger thingy.
When I come back.
And there's a hand on it.
Right. When I come back after a week, okay, I'll find the facetious comments funny again.
John says, AJ, he's coming for you at the Berlin Fair Demo Derby.
That's nice. I'm not going to be there.
He's back, baby.
I'm not even in there.
Yeah.
I do the one over at the Goshen Stampede. So
which you didn't even do.
You overshot the runway. I took this year off because the year before I almost broke my friggin' arm in a head on.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what? I need my body needs to rest for a year. I'll go back.
Yeah, you need to take a break.
Next year I'll go back.
Yeah. Phil, what are you doing for... You're not going on vacation.
No, I already had my vacation.
No, we're not going to be here.
We're going to be running Best Of.
We're not going to be here, so that's his vacation. Right.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It kind of is because at 10 o'clock I'm done. Like, I just walk out. Right. And on the Friday, there's no traffic or weather after 9 a.m. So as long as those segments are in, at 9 a.m., I'm out the door.
Wow.
If Wiggy's here and I know that he's all set and like everything's set up, I'm like, goodbye.
See ya.
I leave.
Good for you.
It's awesome.
I would.
Nice.
Ah, you're living the dream.
We do.
I'm tonight working on a house, project house.
Cool.
I love being there.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer loves being near the ocean. That's when she's relaxed. I love being in the woods.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I love being at that place, so I'm looking forward to it. Then tomorrow on a boat.
Where?
We're going to Port Jeff, Long Island.
Nice.
Oh. It's me, my cousin Steve, the ladies, John Gee, his wife. That'll be a shit show.
Fun.
Oh, yeah.
Is this just a drinking boat cruise? You fishing? What's the deal?
My cousin owns a boat, and he would never allow a fishing pole on this boat. It's
really?
Spotless. Right. I went on there once. I was in a red wine phase, and I went on the red wine, and he looked at me the whole time like,
You better not spill that.
You better not spill a drop.
Right. Oh, yeah. No, very nice stains. Yeah. No. Yeah.
But, yeah, no, it'll be a good time. So Long Island, Port Jeff, watch out tomorrow for us.
Go grab Main Street. And if you go on Spy Coast, that used to be, that's the bar I used to work at. It used to be a different name. Now it's called Spy Coast. So have a drink in there.
Spy Coast.
Yeah. You'll see it go up the Main Street. It's right on the right-hand side, just past the Chandler Mall.
What was that steakhouse? That's not open anymore.
Paces, I don't think
that's been
anymore.
Gone for a long time.
Oh, it's the best steaks ever.
It was. And then there was an Irish like kind of themed pub that I think had a fire, and that's closed.
Billy's 1890.
Billy's.
Yeah.
That's not open anymore.
No, and that's a heartbreak, man. I love
that place.
I lost many brain cells. Then they had the Billy's burger. It was awesome.
Yeah.
But go up to the top and go to Tara's and have a Tara burger and then go back down again.
Tara's.
Yeah, you gotta go with Tara's. Have Tara burger. And their pub steak is really good too.
Tara's.
Wow.
Totally forgot about that.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
We'll do it. We'll Uber up and go to Tara's.
You can just walk.
And then, yeah, I'm hanging out at the house all week. Our last vacation, we went to Portugal and we went with Rui. And Rui is like, okay, at 8 a.m., we're down in the lobby.
Oh, no.
We're going here,
can't
here,
relax.
Here, here. We'll come back. Okay, meet us down here 43 minutes for dinner. And that was the whole vacation. And right. At the time, I was like, what the fuck?
This
doesn't
vacation.
Feel like a vacation.
It's a drill team.
Now, I'm glad we did it because I got to see all this stuff.
And it's kind of funny. Went to Portugal, now Port Jeff.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's right. I'm doing a port tour.
Yep. Some port wine.
Yeah. And then I'm going to a wedding. So.
Oh, who's getting married?
Tucker. Bill and Laura's son.
Tucker. Really?
Tucker.
Tucker used to have the most amazing barn parties.
Oh.
And there'd be, you know,
legendary.
It was one of these parties that would start with 30 people and end up being like 400 people.
That's
and
legendary.
He wouldn't know half of them. You know, it's just social media.
Right.
Legendary party. So he's settled down, getting married, very excited.
Oh, no more barn parties.
Very nice.
What else?
In the barn?
Donna from The Void says that she's going to be at the Norwalk Oyster Festival. And she wants to see everyone at the bonfire at the beach if we're going to be there.
Oh, Trafford.
So Donna was supposed to get on stage with Eddie Money. I don't think she was thrilled about this. I could tell by the text back and forth.
Well, yeah.
She had her heart set on it, and then Eddie Money, he didn't pull the plug, but his management pulled the plug.
The wife.
So, sorry, Donna.
Yeah.
Yeah, did we explain that? We explained it on the air. But so we talked about it last week in the Week in Review thingy. Yeah, Eddie Money's wife did not, she doesn't like the idea of women getting on stage with Eddie.
She's protecting her investment.
Yeah.
Right. Because that's her how investment. She got there.
That's how she met Eddie.
Exactly. So. She no dummy.
And then Kyle was asking if we fired Stoshball. He noticed that he wasn't on air this week.
Vegas. He was in Vegas.
Yeah, he was in Vegas. Then when we get back, you know, Street Pete, we just want to develop different people, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Also, it's okay if someone goes into timeout, you know? You take a break, rest, relax.
Right.
You know.
Come back and do Stoshball.
That's the thing with people who come on.
Possible.
They don't, not everybody recognizes how special it is and how, what an opportunity it is.
Huge opportunity.
To walk into a show like this. Like he did.
Yeah.
He did.
Right.
Some people don't. They don't get it. And then, you know, you'll figure it out. Like a couple of years from now, you'd be like, holy shit.
Oh, yeah.
That was a big deal.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, Stoshball's still part of the show and he'll be back at some point soon. So that's it. Let's get out of here. Have a great vacation, everybody, from us.
You too.
Yay.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. Phil,
from
have
you.
A great vacation from us.
From us.
Right, right, yeah. Right, right.
I'm Chess. That's AJ.
Bye-bye.
Pam's over there. Phil's
Bye.
Over there. Alex from Stratford's over there.
Right. Thank
in
you,
his
Alex.
New car.
Have a great week.
I can't believe we got him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review Podcast. Tune in to the live show weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on 99.1 PLR or online at WPLR.com.